107.3
Breakfast. Dave and Kylie.
You knew I'd have to track this down. I do have a romantic hope, wish, even belief that there could still be a Tasmanian tiger.
You love
out
it.
There. 1936, supposedly the last one died in captivity. And I know personally, I've talked to people who were absolutely adamant.
And these when are people went, you trusted?
Well, people I knew well in the northeast of Tasmania that claimed that they'd seen them up the back of Welborough and that sort of area. Whether you, look, if you don't see it, then do you give that credibility to them or not? Steve Thomas from Raw Film, a great Hobart and Tasmanian movie company, film company, have made a new documentary. There's no mistaking what it's about. It's called Hunt for the Tasmanian Tiger. Hey, Steve.
How are you going?
Had to talk to you about this. Heard good reports about it. So what was the basis of it and who did you talk to and do you think there's a Tasmanian tiger out there?
Too many questions at once.
Okay.
I'll take them in order. Look, we were looking around for a project to do in Tasmania, and through circumstances I met a guy called Chris Copeland, who's from the north of the state. And Chris heads up a group called the Thylacine Research Unit. It's three guys. Chris, he's a zoologist, a guy called Bill Flowers, who's a teacher and an artist, and another guy called Warren Darra, who's based in Brisbane, who's an ex-army major and a computer buff.
Good cross-section.
Good cross-section. And these guys have got a bit of science about them, and they've got a web project called the Thylacine Research Unit, and basically where some people go fishing over a weekend and other people go bushwalking, these guys go out hunting for the Tasmanian tiger.
Now, do they get reports from people saying that they're still seeing them?
Absolutely, yeah. That's part of the reason that they run their website, is so they can get reports. And and they're very, very harsh on the reports they get. They don't jump to immediate conclusions. I mean, they come at it from a kind of sceptical point of view, but, you know, there's no doubt that many of the reports they get are, you know, there's something in them. That people have seen something.
And so is the footage that's floating around on the net, I think, I'm not quite sure what year it's from.
There's one from the walls of Jerusalem,
I think. But it's unbelievable. It's just unmistakably a Tassie tiger. I mean, I don't think it's animatronics or something. It looks very convincing.
There was a really interesting one that was posted online, and the Thylacine Research Unit guys actually debunked it. And it was actually footage that had been really cleverly lifted from the film The Hunter.
Oh, no.
And it had been degraded so that it looked like it was home footage. But it was, you know, you could see it frame for frame. It was out of The Hunter.
That's terrible.
Excited about that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been through the whole process. Now, this film is going international and it's being released in September, so well done with that. And I think Tassie will absolutely look magnificent in it.
Yeah, Tassie does. It looks great.
Do you think, after going through this process, that there could be a Tasmanian tiger out there? You've talked to all these people.
Well, you know, we look at Tasmania on a map and it looks like a little island at the bottom of a great big country. But when you get out into the southwest and the Tarkine in the northwest, you realise how big it is. One of the things that the guys have established, and they talk about it in the film, is that there's absolute evidence, and even the government, even the Department of Wildlife at the time, were convinced that in the 1980s there was still tigers in existence. There's a classic sighting by a guy called Hans Narding, who was a scientist with the Park Service at the time. And after that sighting, they kept the sighting quiet for 2 years because they were so convinced that they may find something up in the northwest. They never did, but then they didn't have the technology that we have now.
Oh, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens. I look forward to seeing the film. And if I found one, I think I'd shut up and keep quiet.
You're a bit of a wild bushman. I think you could be the first man to find a Tassie tiger.
I honestly wouldn't tell anyone. I might tell you, but okay. I'd ask you to be quiet.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Steve.
No worries.
Good luck with the movie.
Heart 107.3 Breakfast.